First, let's take a look at the week ahead, because there will be some data coming through the canyons of Wall Street that will garner some attention from investors, not the least of which will be, of course, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting. We'll get the Consumer Price Index on Tuesday, and the estimate is 0.2% increase for the month of May. If so, that would bring the year-over-year change to 2.8%. which is the highest we've seen in some time. The core number estimated at 0.2% for the month, and that would bring the year-over-year to 2.2%. Now, these increasing inflation numbers have started to bleed over into the index that the Federal Reserve follows closely, the PCE index, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index. And, in fact, right now the year-over-year on the headline number on that is up to 2.0%, which was the target for the Fed. The core number on that one is 1.8%. So we continue to watch inflation. Inflation has been creeping higher, but it has to go higher than this to put off alarm bells, although it's something that will be watched very closely. It was the item that kicked off the correction in the first quarter of this year. In late January, early February, in particular, the precipitous decline, and that was kicked off by fears of inflation. So we will continue to monitor those numbers. I mentioned the Federal Open Market Committee meeting commencing Tuesday, finishing up on Wednesday. This will be a pajama party two-dayer, finishing with a box lunch on Wednesday, and the Federal Reserve will be reviewing monetary policy, incoming economic data, and this is a quarterly meeting including a press conference, a media conference is what they should call it these days, the Fed media conference, which will be coming up at 2:30 Eastern Time on Wednesday. Now, what is expected at this? Well, obviously, the Fed watchers will be parsing every single word in the language of the statement, which will be released at that time. The statement will come out around 2 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. But aside from parsing the words in the statement, I think what we're going to see is an actual policy move here on rates. I'm expecting to see, and most are expecting to see, a 0.25% increase in the federal funds overnight lending rate. That would take the new rate range into the 1.75% to 2% range. I think you will see higher rates on CDs, the prime rate, money market funds, across the board where the short-term rates are dictated by Fed policy. So I think we will see that happen at the meeting on Wednesday, where you will see the announcement of a 0.25% increase. Now, beyond that, if the economy continues to grow, it's expected that we'll get at least one rate hike, possibly in September. And if the growth rate is high enough, we could see two rate hikes, another being in December. And if that were to happen, then you'd have the rate up into the 2.25, 2.5. range. If you just get one more this year, you'd be at 2 to 2.25. Now, if the economy continues to grow next year, and depending on the rate of growth, you could see additional rate increases next year because, as we said earlier, we are nowhere near a normalized rate right now. The normalized rate on federal funds would be between 3 and 4. The normalized rate on the 10-year would be something in the general area of 4.5%. We're just nowhere near those levels at this time. So if we're going to normalize, we have more ground to cover on those rates. Also, this week on Thursday, we will get the retail sales figures for the month of May. The estimate is retail sales grew 0.4%, and the same figure subtracting out autos and gasoline. So it's looking like we're going to get a decent retail sales number for the month of May on Thursday. Then on Friday, we'll get the industrial production number for the month of May, and the industrial production is expected to grow 0.1% in the month of May. Pretty sluggish activity there. And capacity utilization rate is expected to remain unchanged at 78%, 78.0%. And we watch that for signs of stress in the economy that would cause bottlenecks and also can be inflationary. So we keep our eye on all of that. So it should be an interesting week coming up in terms of economics with the Federal Open Market Committee meeting and a number of announcements, including consumer prices, wholesale prices, and retail sales along the way.